analytical estimating. You've got to remember that the primary reason for pricing each individual item in a BQ is to arrive at a total figure, which you can then put on the form of tender and return to the client. After all, the decision on whether to award the job to a particular contractor is primarily based on their tender sum. Therefore, a contractor could simply record the unit rates that he puts against each individual item and leave it at that. However, generally speaking, contractors don't work that way, because knowing the breakdown between labour, material and plant for each item that they price is in fact very useful to them. It's handy at adjudication because it enables them to get a handle on risk and the way in which their overhead is going to be recovered. And it's also handy post-contract for things like variations. The profit reconciliation, which the contractor's QS will do every month in all likelihood when he does the valuation, and also things like bonusing, and even to find out whether the estimator's original assumptions of output and so on and so forth have actually come out correctly on site. Although that does presuppose there is some sort of feedback between site and the estimating department. Therefore, what contractors generally do is keep a breakdown of each individual item that they price into labour, material and plant, and produce what's known as an analytical estimate. This is very easy to do if you're using a computerised estimating system, because the system will track it all for you basically in the background, and you can simply call up at any time the breakdown for the tender as a whole. Depending on the degree of sophistication of the system, then this could well give you a further level of breakdown, for example, into the number of bricklayers that you're using in terms of hours, the number of carpenter hours you're using, or whatever. And of course, it could also provide a breakdown of the plant resources that you're using in terms of so many hours of a particular type of digger, if you so wish it, plate compactor, whatever.